WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. In the race for the White House, both major campaigns heading to key battleground states. Vice President Kamala Harris kicking things off in Philadelphia last night, appearing with her newly named running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
Harris insisting Walz is ready to serve on day one and take on Donald Trump, comparing her running mate to his.
It's like a matchup between the varsity team and the JV squad.
His star rising in Democratic circles in recent days after he coined a new line of attack against Republicans.
These guys are creepy and, yes, just weird as hell.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Meantime, Trump appearing on Fox News this morning, blasting Harris and Walz as too liberal. On the East Coast, Tropical Storm Debbie mixed with a round of summer storms, dropping heavy rain and flooding that forecasters say could last for days. And at the Vatican, Pope Francis holding his weekly general meeting and making an appeal for peace in the Middle East, calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Baraboo schools are set to vote Monday on an $85 million referendum. The board plans to vote on putting a referendum on the fall ballot. That proposed $85.7 million referendum would raise property taxes by $55 for every $100,000 of value. Iowa County officials reported arresting two men over the last month for driving over 100 miles per hour in separate incidents on U.S. Highway 14. During the first incident, a deputy saw a vehicle going 72 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone. As the deputy tried to stop the driver near U.S. Highway 14, the driver hit the gas and allegedly sped away. The driver, a 30-year-old arena man, eventually pulled into a convenience store, and that's when authorities took him into custody. The second arrest happened in the early morning hours on Monday. A deputy started to chase the vehicle on U.S. Highway 14 at speeds over 100 miles per hour. After about 3 miles, the suspect lost control of the vehicle and crashed into the woods near County Highway C. EMS officials treated the 25-year-old Spring Green man and released him. He faces a charge of vehicle operator flee and eluding an officer. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 77 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 58 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 78. Friday, sunshine, 72. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
99.7.
It's 8:04 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Hopefully you're having a great start to your Wednesday, halfway through another work week. It's the Spin Doctors now.
Now got some mixy love on his jacket. Ain't it his head now? You remember him? You fall.
90s and more.
That's the power of love.
99.7 Max FM.
Let me say, if you
Straight up, there is Paula Abdul. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 11 minutes after 8 now. And Finn, if you have to be on the roads today, you know, you got anywhere you need to be, you're going to need to be a little bit more careful because you're going to really want to be watching out for the other guy. It turns out that today, August 7th, is the most dangerous day to drive. A dash cam company called Nextbase crunched a bunch of numbers, and they found that August 7th is the deadliest day on American roadways. They didn't explain why a random Wednesday in August is so dangerous, but it's based on data from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. They also did a poll and found that 62% of drivers feel like the roads are more dangerous than they were 5 years ago. Of those people, two-thirds said distracted driving is the thing that they worry about the most. 19% said other people's road rage. 7% said getting carjacked, and 4% said theft or break-ins make it feel a little bit more dangerous. So I guess take it easy out there today. Give yourself some extra time. We want everybody to get where they need to be safely and not partake in certain statistics and studies that we throw out there in the universe. So we just want everybody to be safe on a Wednesday trying to get wherever they need to be. I'll keep that in mind because we have a trip to Madison later. It is Taekwondo Day after all.
And how have your travels on the road been lately? And obviously they are just randomly throwing this mm-hmm. as the most dangerous, because that feels like every day to me, just
right?
Getting behind the wheel. Wow.
I mean, you know, we don't usually have too many issues. I'm one of those people that when Dexter and I are by ourselves, again, if Corey's with us, we end up pushing time just a little bit more. He always says it's our fault, but it's not. We're usually waiting on him. But when it's just the two of us, if we have to be somewhere at a certain time, I make sure we give ourselves plenty of time to get there. Now, I will say Drums is usually the exception because Drums is at 1 o'clock for Dexter. You can always see him going into Baraboo Music at 1 o'clock if you're in the downtown Baraboo vicinity. And Dexter gets out of bed pretty late. I mean, he stays up late at night. He does all of his homework when there's school late at night. He's just one of those people, right? And so he gets up pretty late. And so about the time that he really needs to start getting ready to go, he's just rolling out of bed. Have you ever tried to get a teenager to move when they've just rolled out of bed? Nope. And it drives me absolutely bonkers. And so here's the thing. I usually start getting him up about 15 minutes before I know he needs to start getting ready to go, because then I know he's going to be out the door maybe in time. Here's the other thing. You don't want to rush a kid who has anxiety and OCD. That is the worst thing that you can possibly do mm-hmm. is rush that human being. And so I have to tiptoe a very fine line to keep him in good spirits and to get him out the door on time, but also to make sure I'm not exasperating him and making his OCD and his anxiety worse. So we've got to tread lightly on that one. But we're sometimes late for Drums just because of how long it takes him to get ready. Teenagers, bathrooms, all of that. It all goes hand in hand. We've been there before. But anything else like Taekwondo, we have to be there at 6. It is exactly a 40-minute drive most days for us, depending on, you know, how many stoplights or how much traffic is going through Sauk Prairie. But 40 minutes, 45 maybe at the tops. We leave here usually around 4:50 in the afternoon, because that way I know we have plenty of time. If we have to make a stop for something to drink, we have to stop for gas. If there's just stupid people on the roads, if you get stop for an accident, road construction, I'm not panicked, because he also has to have enough time to get into his Taekwondo gear and the pants, the belt, all of that kind of stuff. So,
and that's closing up on rush hour time, too.
It is.
And, do you see a lot of road rage out there when you're traveling?
You know, I see people doing stupid things. Like, here's the thing, people. The passing lane is for people who are going faster than you. Please do not be that person who sits in the passing lane holding up everybody else while you're going 56 miles per hour in a 55. Mm-hmm. That drives me absolutely bonkers, because then you've clogged up the entire road for everybody else. You truly have. And I'm one of those people that I don't drive astronomically fast, but if I'm passing, I get over my lane. As soon as I'm around it, I get back in the other lane. You know, I don't sit in the passing lane for the entire duration of the trip, because that's annoying to everybody else. You also get these people on the road now, this one really also bothers me. The people who speed up and then slow down. Like, they'll pass.
Like they have to pass you, but then as soon as they pass you, then they slow down.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then all of a sudden you go around them because now they're going at turtle's pace, and then apparently they can't handle that. So then they have to speed up and go around you again. What is this? I don't understand what this is. Maybe it's a weird form of road rage, like a passive aggressive form of road rage. I don't understand it at all. And it's really stupid. But we find those people a lot as well. So we find the people who won't get out of the passing lane. We find the people who like to speed up and slow down. And then, you know, that particular stretch of highway going from Baraboo into Middleton area, you've got a few different stoplights along the way as well. So you always get that one idiot who thinks he can chance it as it's turning yellow, you know, I can get through it before it's red. Meanwhile, you've got the traffic that's turning, already starting to turn. And so you see that periodically as well. But all in all, we're pretty lucky. We haven't run into anything super weird or dire or strange or abnormal while we've been out there. So we're pretty fortunate in that respect. But everybody, like, some people are really great on the roads. Other people, you're just kind of like, how did you pass your test? How do you have a license right
now? It boggles the mind, doesn't it? Every day we get out there and we're out on the roads, and and that's the thing. You have to pay attention to the other driver, not your, I mean, yes, you have to pay attention to your own driving, obviously, but you always have to be on the lookout for everybody else.
Yep.
It's just not enjoyable anymore.
No, it's really not. It's really not. And my husband is a very good defensive driver. When we have to go anywhere, I drive him absolutely bonkers if I'm behind the wheel. He cannot ride with other people. He is that person. He is that person who will sit there and tell you how to drive, even though you've never had an accident, or he'll look over at the speedometer. The speed limit's 65. Why are we only going 63? Well, see, there's this thing called an angle, and you're at it, and I'm actually going like 67 right now. And if you could just sit back and be quiet, that would be neat, is essentially how that conversation goes. There's more adult words that are said at that point, FCC kind of thing. But, you know, it's that kind of stuff, and it absolutely drives me crazy to drive him anywhere, because he is that person. He is that person that is constantly seeing what you're doing and telling you how you could do your task better.
The backseat driver,
he's terrible. Sure. He's terrible. And whenever he gets in the car, he'll be like, well, I've got to work. I'll let you drive. No, that's not what we're doing here.
And then don't you just kind of feel like you drive, whatever. I don't want to drive. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's exactly how I feel. And I'll be like, you know, I get that you drive faster than I do. He never pushes the speed limit to an astronomical rate. But, you know, if he knows he can get by with 8 over, 10 over, he's going to do it. I'm not that person. I am comfortable going 5, 6 over if I need to. Obviously, you don't want to be the person who's not keeping up with the flow of traffic either. So, you know, I try to keep up with the flow of traffic, but I go where I'm comfortable with. And I always tell him when we get in the car and we have these conversations where he's letting me, I put that in air quotes, letting me drive him around like it's some privilege or something. I'm always like, you know, I do just fine on my own. I've never hurt our boys in any sort of car accident. They're always with me, or were when they were little. They've never been injured in a car accident. I've never called you in a panic because I've caused a car accident. I've called you because other people have caused a car accident that has injured me, but I've never caused one myself. I always get where I need to be safely. I've traveled in wet conditions. I've traveled in snowy conditions. I've traveled in stormy conditions, and I've always gotten where I need to be safely. So you just sit there, he always likes to tell me in a joking manner, sit there and be pretty. So in these cases, I'll look at him and I'll be like, now you can sit there and be pretty because I got this. I got this. It's fine.
Now, do you have cities that you don't like to drive in?
I can do it. I do not love to drive in like places as big as Chicago.
Chicago's kind of a nightmare.
It's kind of wonky, right? And there's a lot of traffic. Now, I say this having lived in the Twin Cities. Now, mind you, when I was growing up, and we've talked about this, I have absolutely no sense of direction whatsoever. None. Like, you put me on the road and you say, what direction are you facing right now? I don't know. North, no clue. South, east, west? I don't know. I have no idea. So GPS for me is very, very important. And when I was going to college, and my first year of college, I had to drive about 3 hours away from home. Everybody was so worried I was never going to find my way home again. Like, people have teased me about this relentlessly for my whole life. And then when we moved to the Twin Cities, my mom, I love her, but she drove me absolutely bonkers because she kept saying, oh, you're just never going to make it up there. How are you going to get anywhere? What are you going to do? To the point where it panicked me because I was like, okay, well, maybe I can't do this. Maybe I literally can't do this. And then I had to do this, right? Like, kids had to go to doctors. There were zoos that we wanted to go visit. There were things that we wanted to do. So you just got to make up your mind that I can do this. Driving in the Twin Cities is no joke, though. If you've ever done it, it's not as bad as Chicago, but it is no joke at certain times of the day. And usually you learn how to time it out. But that's where I learned to drive in the city. So really, after doing that and having to fight rush hour at certain points of the day, I feel like I can basically drive through anything, whether I like to or want to. That's a whole different story. But I feel like I could do it if I absolutely had to. And I'm one of those people that I'm just going to get into a lane that I feel comfortable in. And if my GPS tells me that my exit is coming 3 miles up the road, about a mile and a half into that, I'm going to start merging and getting over because I'm going to make sure I give myself plenty of time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I'm in a major city, I get it. Sometimes I'm probably going to make people upset because maybe I'm not going 80 in a 55. But I know that I've gotten there safely. And that can't always be said when you get up the road and see the person who is not very happy with you pulled over or have caused some sort of fender bender.
Exactly. I mean, it may be frustrating for other drivers, but you're just being safe and cautious.
Right. Yeah, and I don't know the area, so I'm trying not to cause a major accident. If I don't know where I'm going because I don't know your city well enough, I want to make sure that I'm giving myself plenty of opportunity to know where I'm going and be able to get off of the road so that I don't cause any sort of havoc or accident, because I don't want to do that to you or to myself. So I'm going to give myself plenty of time. And
honestly, Maddie, you can get that on country roads, too. And it's really bizarre because we just recently had that story about, well, I think, I don't know if we talked about it or not. I might have talked about it during the midday, but about how kids are now feeling like they're turning into their parents and they're afraid that they're turning into their parents when they mm-hmm. when they become parents and they're making like the same types of decisions. Well, so, you know, sometimes you like to go out for just a drive in the country, you know,
right.
which is something that my parents used to do all the time. It was
Sunday
that
drivers.
Sunday drive, okay? You know? And you go a little slower. You know, you want to see the scenery. You want to look around. And nowadays, it's like you can't really even do that on the country roads because there's always somebody that's driving like out of their mind on those country roads. And it's not enjoyable.
Don't ever Sunday drive with Corey Hartman because he forgets that you're supposed to be going at a slower pace and just taking in the scenery. And so there are times I'll be like, oh, are we going to go around this lake at 90? Because, you know, I was kind of hoping to see something.
I kind of wanted to see some of it. Yeah.
And then he'll be like, oh yeah, we were just supposed to be looking around. And you know, and honestly for him, I think that's because his pace in life always has to be so fast. I think sometimes he has to be reminded to literally slow down, and it's okay to slow down because he does do a lot of stuff in a day. He's a very busy guy, and I don't just say that lightly. He is swamped all the time. So when we have the opportunities to just get out and meander, I'll be like, could you just meander now? Like, whether it's in a car or even walking, and I'll be like, slow down, you know? I mean, like, we don't have to be in a rush right now. And so sometimes he needs that constant reminder that it's okay to look over here at this beautiful bluff, or it's okay right. to look over mm-hmm. here to see what's out there on the lake right now, kind of
That's
thing.
That's how you discover things. That's right? how you discover new places, and
he used
I get
to be
it.
Much better at it.
Some people are in a hurry, but wow.
He used to be much better at it. Life is, you know, kind of fast-paced for him, so he lives at that speed most of the time. And I do, too, for a good majority of my life, which is why when I have the opportunity to just not do that sort of pace, I'm not going to do that kind of pace. I'm going to meander, and I'm going to take my time, and I'm going to look around, because we don't always get that opportunity in this house to just kind of slow down. Now, speaking of being on the road, this is an interesting story, because it's an interesting study, I should say, because, you know, when you're out there, especially in parts of Wisconsin and certain parts of the year, we all know that a deer on the road in the middle of the night, that's very terrifying. You've had your run-in. We remember that from a couple of years ago. It can also be a little destructive, right? It can hurt cars. It can hurt you. You don't want to really necessarily kill an animal or hurt an animal. Sometimes it can't be helped, though. On the plus side, you now have like 2 months worth of venison tacos if you hit that deer in the middle right. of the road. Mm-hmm. A new poll asked people if they've ever dined on roadkill, and 6% of people in this survey said, yes, they have. They have dined on roadkill. I was appalled when I came to this state, and I just started reading the driver's manual.
Little that said possum you can stew.
That you can actually take roadkill with you. I was like, are you serious right now? I mean, it was new for me. This was a new one for me, and I think a lot of states have this law. It was not a law at the time in Minnesota. Maybe they've changed it, and as far as I know, it wasn't one in South Dakota either, but it's South Dakota. There's a lot of backwoods things that happen there, so I wouldn't be surprised. Now, they didn't ask how regularly this is happening for a lot of people, so it's unclear how many of that 6% are enthusiastic about it or how many are just one-and-done type adventure seekers. 89% of people said no, they have never dined on roadkill, and 5% of people said that they're not sure. Interestingly, eating roadkill was more common among younger adults under 44. 9% of people have actually tried this under the age of 44 compared to folks 45 and older because, well, we know the dangers of eating weird things off the middle of the road. Maybe it's a TikTok challenge they're trying, Finn. Who knows? Now, 27% of people say they're fine with people collecting roadkill for personal use. 33% say they believe it should be illegal. Now, almost half of the people in this survey said they have been in a vehicle that has hit an animal unintentionally or intentionally. Why would you do that intentionally? I mean, there has to be some sort of sadistic human beings out there. And we know there are, but oh my gosh. 47% claim they haven't. 5% say they're not sure if they've ever hit an animal in their car. Oh my gosh. Midwesterners were most likely to have hit an animal, which checks. I mean, we've all seen the roadkill in this part of the country in the upper Midwest. It's kind of insane. Now, this poll was probably inspired by a recent news story about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Have you seen this one making the rounds? He admitted to dumping a dead bear in New York City Central Park back in 2014. RFK Jr. claims that he was going falcon hunting outside the city when he witnessed a woman hit this bear. And he says he and his crew got out of a van, loaded the bear into it with plans to skin the bear and put the meat in the refrigerator. Now, after the hunting trip, he went to a fancy steakhouse in New York City, and it got really late and he didn't have time to take the bear home because he had to catch a flight. So he just decided to dump this bear in Central Park. He put the bear on a bike path on top of it, put it on a bike path so that it looked like it had been some sort of bike accident, because at the time, New York had just added a bike lane in the area and there had been a series of bike accidents every day. Okay. New York State allows for roadkill to be taken. Authorities have to be notified, though. It doesn't sound like he did any of that, because the random dead bear became a years-long mystery in New York City. And RFK is actually on video on social media telling his wild story to none other than Roseanne Barr, if you need the story to get
well, there
even
you
weirder.
Go. Yeah. Birds of a feather.
Holy buckets. That was a lot to parse through, wasn't it? But the moral of the story, people, is apparently you can eat roadkill, and we like to take our roadkill home. I got nothing for you. I got nothing for you. Be careful on the roads today. Be careful so you don't run into anything. And if you're going to load up the deer after you've hit it, make sure you call the authorities first, apparently. Do you think there's a pyramid?
Like, does it start with squirrel and then move on to possum and then deer bear?
Yes.
Or what's the...
Yes, absolutely. Wow. I'm guessing there are stages to this sort of weirdness, but I got nothing else for you. I mean, we just pulled RFK into a story about putting a deer on a bike path with roadkill that people are taking home for venison treats in the freezer, and the moral of the story is just be careful on the roads today, because you don't want any of this crazy in your life, I'm telling you.
Is that just something we're going to say every day? We live in strange times.
Yes.
We really do.
I feel like we've been saying that BC before COVID, and I feel like it's just got worse since COVID. So, oh my goodness. Taking a look at the forecast, at least this is halfway decent, and this is a fun topic to talk about today. Not that talking about weird RFK doing things like putting bears on bike paths isn't fun. It's just a little out
it's
there.
It's different.
It's a little out there on a Wednesday. Mostly sunny, 77 for a high today. Partly cloudy, 58 tonight. Then mostly cloudy, 78 tomorrow. Going to be beautiful again on Friday with lots of sun and 72. Right now, it's 54. It's time for your community calendar now, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids' Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events with your MaxFM community calendar. It's the 26th birthday of People Helping People of South Central Wisconsin. PHP in Baraboo is going to be hosting a Brat Fry to celebrate Friday, August 9th from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Swing by their headquarters at 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo for grilled brat, Italian sausage, all beef frank, chips, beverage, and birthday cupcake. There is no charge for this celebration, but free will contributions are appreciated and will be going to help serve the community through their Adopt a Family, Stomp Out Hunger, School Supply, Adopt a Veteran, and Work Ready Job programs. Learn more at PHP of South Central Wisconsin. Again, this is going to be Friday, August 9th, the birthday brat fry at PHP, 805 Broadway Street from 11 a.m. until 1. And then Friday night, it's a concert at Mirror Lake State Park. The Blacker Brothers Band will be performing from 7 until 8:30. Bring a chair or use the rock seating at the outdoor amphitheater. This is a free event, but you will need a valid state park sticker to enter the park. Again, this concert with the Blacker Brothers Band is going to be on Friday night from 7 until 8:30. For more details, check out friendsofmirrorlake.org. And downtown Baraboo is going to be hosting an old-fashioned day and made in Baraboo Market. Celebrate Baraboo the old-fashioned way with sidewalk sales, live music, and games. This will run from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. on Saturday, August 10th in downtown Baraboo. You can go to downtownbaraboo.com for more details and all the businesses that'll be participating.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
It's 8:35 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Don't forget to save big money when you go over to maxfmbigdeals.com. We have our big deal of the day happening right now. 50% off DEZ Tactical Arms. This is for 1 hour in their indoor shooting range. A $25 value, $12.50 today only. You don't need a promo code. Just do some shopping. We'll take care of the math for you. Check out everything else we have to offer, though, over at MaxFMBigDeals.com and take advantage of our big deal of the day. Again, today only. It's Michael Jackson now on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:39 right now. And, you know, we were talking about being in the car today being the most dangerous day on the roads. Again, be careful if you're going to be out there. Angie texted in and said, traveling with the dog, it's the best because nobody's backseat driving in that case. Totally agree. Aspen just sits back there. She's just happy to be seeing something. She's not going to tell me how to drive like Corey Hartman always does. Now, if you are looking for some great music this week and you want to get out of the house a little bit to enjoy this gorgeous weather, you've got a couple of great opportunities, including tomorrow night in downtown Baraboo. Another edition of Concerts on the Square is Cruisin' Round's going to be performing on the courthouse lawn. That starts at 7 o'clock. Grab a lawn chair, grab a blanket, a little bug spray, and have a good time in downtown Baraboo. And then, of course, on Friday night, more free music out at Mirror Lake State Park. The Blacker Brothers are going to be performing. That show also starts at 7 o'clock over at the amphitheater. You can bring a lawn chair, a blanket. You can use the amphitheater rocks as seating. Grab a little bug spray for that one as well. And remember, that will be a free concert, but you have to have your state park sticker in order to attend. Lots of great opportunities to get out and enjoy some beautiful weather. We've got Farmers Market happening in downtown Baraboo right now. So get down there and get some fresh produce, something yummy to eat this morning. You know, they're going to be set up until about 12:30, and it really is a beautiful start to the day. 54 is all right now. We're looking for a high right around 77 today, and we're going to stick with those 70s over the next couple of days. Sean Cable's actually going to tell you more about your forecast in just a moment. We're also going to have a look at sports next here on Max FM.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
The Packers will play their starters, including quarterback Jordan Love, when they open the preseason Saturday against the Cleveland Browns. I'm Bill Scott with sports, but the Packers are expected to hold back right tackle Zach Tom, who just returned to full duty yesterday after returning from an offseason pectoral injury.
I was doing that all last week. That was just, yeah, you could say that was like the last hurdle. They wanted to give me some, you know, some live-ish reps against Spencer, so... You know, that was good. That was good to prepare me for this week. And now we're obviously next to the next step, which would be me playing in the game.
Tom should play at Denver next week. The football Badgers continue their second week of fall training camp at UW-Platteville. They'll return to Madison next week and open the season August 30th against Western Michigan. Brewers banged out 16 hits, including a pair of Willie Adames homers in a 10-0 win over the Braves in their series opener in Atlanta. Colin Ray tossing 7 innings of 5-hit shutout ball for his 10th win of the season. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 77 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 58 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 78. Friday, sunshine, 72. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56. 99.7.
We are warming up quite nicely this morning, working our way to that high of 77. It's 8:44 right now with London Beat, and I've been thinking about you. maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:47 right now. And Finn, time to take a look at our calendar days, all those things that we can celebrate as we go through the remainder of our work week and try to get closer to the weekend. So we're going to start with Beach Party Day. That is officially today. You can go to the beach, fun experience, swimming, relaxing on a towel with a book, you know, or just start towards the water. That just brings a little rejuvenation to the spirit, especially if it's a chilly water that hits you on the toes. But right. At any rate, you have yourself a good time at the beach, and we have several areas around here that have some beautiful beaches for us to explore on Beach Party Day. Speaking of beaches and water, it's also National Lighthouse Day. I love trying to find lighthouses when we go exploring. I think they're just one of the coolest things ever. So check out a good lighthouse. Now, right here in the immediate area, obviously, we're not going to find ourselves a good lighthouse.
You have to travel a little ways.
A little ways, but not too far. You can still find them right here in the beautiful state of Wisconsin. Well,
I know there's some in Door County.
Yes.
Is there any other lighthouse?
Closer
to us? I'm not sure.
I don't think so. I don't know if we have any lakes big enough. Well, maybe by the Milwaukee area. Are there any lighthouses down by the Milwaukee area?
Could be.
You've got the lakes down there, the big ones as well. At any rate, we've got them here in Wisconsin. You might have to do a little Google search to find them. It's also National Sea Serpent Day today. We're talking to you, Loch Ness Monster, because we all love to try to find find Nessie, don't we? Buried there in Scotland, sometimes making an appearance. There's been a few different theories over the years as to what the Loch Ness Monster or the sea serpents actually are. I don't think any of them are good explanations, though. Some things will go down in history as just a magical, wonderful mystery, and that's essentially all it is, right?
But think about what a boom that is to the tourism industry there in Scotland. Come on.
Yes, absolutely. Randy just texted this morning. He said Port Washington has a lighthouse as well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, in that direction. Anytime you get by those Great Lakes, you're probably going to have a better time. I mean, we didn't really need one at Devil's Lake. There weren't a lot of big barges or ships coming into Devil's Lake. But it is beautiful to go explore, which is why you should spend Beach Party Day there or at Mirror Lake State Park. Just saying. And then might have to do a little traveling to find the lighthouses, though. Let's see. What else do we have on this list? If I didn't have a pop-up ad, that'd be helpful. Here we go. It is also Purple Heart Day today. Now, this is a big one, and this goes all the way back to the Revolutionary War when General George Washington wanted to recognize soldiers for their merit, but was not allowed to do it by promoting them. So speed all the way up to 1932, which that merit that George Washington was awarding at that point in time actually became the Purple Heart, and that's when they started giving that out. It was the bicentennial of Washington's birth, and it was inspired by his badge of military merit. And now, obviously, we recognize those in the armed forces mm-hmm. who have gone mm-hmm. above and beyond in the call of duty. And those Purple Hearts, though, I mean, I'm always enamored when somebody gets one Purple Heart, but there are literally people out there who have multiple, which tells you everything mm-hmm. you need to know about what kind of soldier or a military force they are and what kind of human being they are as well.
Absolutely.
So thank you to everybody who does serve in the military as well. We always want to throw that out there because our military, they are so wonderful and so awesome and just an important part of how we live our daily lives here in this country. So thank you for your service now, if you're serving now or if you've served in the past. And then, of course, we always like to end with a good food one. It's Raspberries and Cream Day today. Now, I know that's oddly specific, but doesn't it sound amazingly delicious all at the same time? I love raspberries. They're one of my favorites. I don't need any cream on them either. I like to just rinse them and then eat them plain. They're just the best. Sometimes they have big seeds, though, and they get stuck in your teeth. So you got to be careful with that if you got to go meet people afterwards.
Farmers Market Day. Just saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, there's always amazing produce down there. You know, you're going to find some honey, some maple syrups. Sometimes there's even baked goods down there. So you got to get down there. Again, they're
and
open.
And summer's going pretty fast. So got to make the most of
it. It feels like it's going a little too fast, doesn't it? Like, we haven't really had time to really soak in all of this that summer has to offer, because for a large portion of it, it was wet the entire time. And then it got humid and really hot.
We had the heat wave last week.
Right. And so now I feel like we're just kind of coaxing back into the enjoyable part of summer. They call this the dog days of summer. I call this my favorite part of summer. When we start, you know, losing all of those multiple days of oppressive heat and humidity. And I know I'm not stupid. I know we can get more. It's the Midwest, for goodness sakes. And Mother Nature always has something in store for us. But I feel like you don't have as many consecutive in a row after a certain point of the summer. And you start getting a little reprieve and a little break. And then you start waking up to those really cool mornings at certain points. And it's just, I don't know. I thrive in those days. Not only because I know fall is going to be coming and that is my favorite holiday, but because it feels like you can breathe again when you go outside, right? You hit certain points of the summertime where the air doesn't even feel breathable because it's heavy and humid and just hot, and nobody loves that. I mean, if you say you love that, you don't. You're just lying to yourself to make it through. Let's be honest. And anybody who says, "Oh, it's the heat, it's the humidity, not the heat, or it's better without,"
it's not so much the heat, it's the humidity.
It's just hot. I don't need you to try to make me feel better about it. If I'm going to be hot, I'm just going to be hot. The heat and the humidity doesn't matter. Now, I will say there is a difference though between the humidity when you walk outside and you're instantaneously soaked because it's just so humid, the air is that heavy, to, you know, walking outside and you're like, all right, this is hot, and not being instantaneously soaked. But I get the difference there. But if it's hot, it's just hot. It's just hot. There's no way around it. And let's face it, in the winter you can put on more clothes, Finn. Nobody wants to see us take off more clothes in the summertime though.
I wish there would be fewer people that would take off less clothing, because there's always a guy walking through the block that doesn't have his shirt on, and dude, nobody needs that.
You know, I don't know why I'm about to tell this story because it happened so long ago, but when we were living in South Dakota, we lived in Sioux Falls, and there was this woman. She was older, and she walked every day as soon as it got above 70 degrees in a bikini top and cut-off shorts and her old Reebok, like, high-top sneakers. You know which ones I'm talking about, the Velcro ones around the top with her big tube socks, and she was an older woman, so, you know, rocking the bikini top, skin was a little wrinkly, but she was always reading a book while she did this. And she eventually became known as the bikini walker of Sioux Falls. She was everywhere. Now, I don't know if this woman is still alive or not, but at one time you could even buy shirts with the bikini walker on, like a cartoon figure, animated figure of the bikini walker.
A legend.
She became an icon, because here is the weird part. Now, this woman had to put on at least 12, 14 miles a day. And I'm not even joking, because Sioux Falls was not, it's one of the biggest, it is the biggest city in South Dakota, right? And so it's not small. It's a little smaller than Madison by probably about 100,000 people, okay? And it has a college in it, not the size of UW, though. So you're talking about 100,000 people less. It's South Dakota. Nothing is astronomically big, but, you know, it's where everybody went to, like, do anything, because it's the only place in South Dakota that has stuff. And so if you were on the west side of Sioux Falls, and later in the day you had to go over to the east side of Sioux Falls, and you saw the bikini walker on the west side, there was a pretty good chance that later in the day you were also going to see her on the east side of Sioux Falls.
She
did, all the while with her bikini top on, her cutoff shorts, reading her book, just walking through the streets of Sioux Falls. It was a phenomenon. And as soon as it turned 70 degrees, everybody was like, "Ooh, bikini walker time. She's coming. She's going to be out." So yes, I can totally vouch for having to cover up more, or in this case, become an icon because you cover up less. I have no idea. Anyway, bikini walker people, it was a thing. Look it up. You can go to the Googles, and she's got her own website, and she's even got her own Facebook page where people used to be like, "Oh, she's over on so-and-so corner of such-and-such." Like, I'm not even joking. This was what we did in the summer in South Dakota. Tells you everything you need to know about the state.
Some of those local legends, those people in the city that just become icons, right? We had one of those in Appleton, Biggie Rat in Appleton. He became a legend, and it's just, it boggles the mind sometimes. But yeah,
I wish
the guy that would walk through the neighborhood without his shirt on would put his shirt on, because
He's not becoming a legend, is what you're saying.
He's just
making people turn the other way, is essentially what you're saying. It's fine. I can say it because if I was doing the same thing, people would turn the other way, too. I can say it about somebody else.
I mean, it's hot. I mean, I get it, but still, same time.
I will not be a bikini walker, in case anybody's wondering. I will keep my clothes on and suffer through the heat with the best of them. Taking a look at the forecast right now. Beautiful today. Mostly sunny, 77 for a high. Partly cloudy, 58 tonight. Then mostly cloudy, 78 tomorrow. As we look ahead to Friday, lots of sun and 72. Right now, it is 57.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at DonLarson.com and DonLarsonFord.com.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable.